And that's a look at the news for now. I'm Noah Haswell on 99.3 FM, AM 1230 WBVP, 95.7 FM and 1460 AM WMBA. Also streaming live around the world at BeaverCountyRadio.com.
If you're looking for something fun to do this Saturday, I've got a recommendation. The Newcastle Music Festival, taking place at Cascade Park in Newcastle. I got to go to last year's event, had a grand time, and I said this is going to be a yearly thing for me. So we are going to talk now with Adam Alfano of the Newcastle Music Festival. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How's it going today?
Oh, going well. Feeling good. And I'm not kidding. I'm excited about Saturday. We have that circled on our calendar to go to the Newcastle Music Festival. It just keeps growing. Today, I saw on your Facebook page, I can get a tattoo there. I can buy some pillows. You guys have all kinds of good vendors that go in there as well as the music. It sounds like a fun event.
I was going to say the rumor on the street is you were looking for a new tattoo, so we wanted to make sure we could hook you up.
My wife will be happy to hear. This is awesome, though. But you've also been sharing little facts about the featured artists, and you've done a magnificent job with the lineup. There's national acts, there's local acts, a couple from right here in Beaver County. So talk about, first of all, what is the goal of the Newcastle Music Festival every year? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, well, we try to grab from each corner of the local scene. You know, whether it's pop punk, metal, country, we try to grab every genre, try to grab every area and really give them a stage to showcase their talent and bring the community together for an amazing day. And as you've seen last year, you know, we get 600-700 people into that park. It starts feeling pretty full. It starts feeling like there's like 100 different family reunions happening all at once. And it's a really wonderful time.
Well, last year there was a wedding going on at the venue right next to it, and the whole wedding party came down, and they were hanging out at the music festival.
Yeah. This year we did make sure that's not going to happen. As much as we loved having the wedding party there, we shouldn't have anybody in white dresses running around this time.
Yeah. The location itself, Cascade Park, that's a name people in the Beaver Valley have known and from different generations. And talk about the history of Cascade Park and how you guys have been able to preserve it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Cascade Park is definitely special to me. You know, I always tell the story that's where my grandparents met when they were young and fell in love there. But also, that's where I went as a kid every back to the 50s. My mom and dad would take me there with my brother, and we'd run around that park like we were crazy kids. And we just did that every single year. And then it kind of felt like that magic went away for Cascade Park for a little bit. But as of recently, you know, that park's been getting used a lot more by the city. You know, we have Pride in the Park there. We had the Earth Day Festival there. And now we have the Newcastle Music Festival there every year. So really just getting that park back to, you know, where it should be and having the community love it the way it should be loved.
And you've even preserved right in front of the stage is where the roller coaster used to be. There's a piece of the track right there. I think that's kind of a neat little homage to Cascade Park, the amusement park.
Yeah, it's awesome. And if you walk around the park, you'll see more like signs of old roller coasters or old rides that they left up throughout the park.
And it's got a wooded setting, so even on a hot summer day, there's trees. And you're going to have some places for people to visit, like food trucks. Can you tell us a bit about the food that will be at the Newcastle Music Festival?
Yes, and this year, I think we really stepped it up with the food trucks. We do have a couple of returning favorites, like the Mana Truck. Little Johnny's will be there as well. Then we've got some new fun ones. I don't know if you've heard of Gordon's Street Tacos yet,
no.
But Gordon's opened up a shop in Newcastle, and then they opened up a food truck. So they're going to be out serving some Mexican street tacos and street corn.
Oh.
And then we also have like a lemonade stand, and then, you know, a Newcastle classic, Hope Mercer, will be there selling her cookies and treats and sweet goodies.
Well, is this the kind of thing, should people bring a blanket, a lawn chair? What do you recommend?
Absolutely. Bring your favorite chair, your favorite blanket, your favorite cousin. Bring all of that, and then you're going to have a good time.
All right, I've been saving the music for last. Now we're going to talk about the lineup. This Saturday, Newcastle Music Festival. Headliner, a nationally known artist, Ryan Cabrera. People remember him from MTV back in the day. He's got that perfect hair, Ryan Cabrera. I don't know how he had that hair. Does he still have that hair? He's got to have that hair, right?
He still does. I don't know how he does it.
He had hits on MTV, but you got him, national act. Then you got Keiko. People remember that artist from American Idol.
Yes, and I don't know if you watched that season at all, but his story is kind of funny. He auditioned on American Idol with one of his friends, but he went just to play the piano. And then the host asked him to sing. They were like, hey, we want to hear what the piano guy got. And then they loved him so much, they ended up moving him on to California or to Hollywood.
Oh, man. I wonder if he stayed friends with the singer.
Yeah, I don't know how that relationship panned out.
One of the Pittsburgh artists you'll have was a guest in our studios a couple years ago, Pop Baby. And this guy, he has a social media following that's through the charts, and he posts videos and TikToks and Instagram videos, and people go, wow, he gets hundreds of comments. What is it about Pop Baby? What made you decide to bring him to the festival?
Well, Pop Baby has such a charming and welcoming presence about them, so it's just very easy to see Pop Baby live and just fall in love. Mm. You know, I've been spending my past couple weeks trying to memorize and learn all his TikTok dances, so I'm prepared, but I'm not doing a good job. So I don't know if I'm going to pull out the dancing at the festival, but I promise you, you're going to see hundreds of people out there doing the Pop Baby dances along with him.
I got faith in you. I'll watch those videos too. We're so excited you got a couple Beaver County bands involved. One of them, Better Think Twice. Our guitar players, our very own Curtis Walsh, does everything here from doozes to shows. And I know you've seen Better Think Twice before. What got you excited about bringing them into the festival?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working with Better Think Twice for maybe 5 or 6 years now. It feels like we've known them forever. And we booked them a lot of times, you know, through other Beaver events and other Pittsburgh events. And, you know, they always bring that energy. They have some sort of pop punk grit to them that, you know, me and my team just absolutely love. So when we saw they were available, you know, we hopped all over making sure they were booked for the fest.
And another Beaver County band, looks like they're going on around 5 o'clock Saturday, Fyeth. And there's just a buzz around this group. They're young, they're 20, 21, 22. They look like rock stars. They've been rocking like Jurgles Rhythm Grill. They've been opening for national acts. They're getting headlining gigs now. I'm sure you're hearing it too, the buzz about this band, Fyeth.
Oh, yeah. We heard about them, and then we were lucky enough to see them live. And man, they shredded the stage that we saw them on, and I think they didn't even walk off the stage yet, and I was already begging them to play the festival. I just already know they're going to bring it.
I get it. Well, talk about some of the other groups. Arden Webster, Parks and Company. Just kind of touch on some of the artists people will get to see this Saturday in Newcastle.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Parks and Company. Jake is from Newcastle, so we love having some local guys out to represent. And Arden as well, she's a local singer-songwriter. She recently put out a single on her Spotify, so if you're kind of into that, you know, pop, maybe more calmer music, Arden is definitely the vibe. But, you know, we had to bring some energy, so we do have a local rapper, DTSK, right from Newcastle. He's always dropping new music as well. And then one that we're super excited about is Reverend Gill and the Fishermen. They're kind of like a psychedelic blues rock band out of Youngstown in Newcastle. Hmm. Not really sure how to describe them. It's really just one of those things where you got to see it live and then you'll understand.
All right. And you're seeing all this great music, and it's a $20 ticket, right? That's all it is?
Yeah, if you buy it now, it's $20 at the NewcastleMusicFestival.com. We will have tickets available at the gate, but it'll go up to $25.
Okay, so it pays to get in advance. And the weather forecast I saw, looking nice for Saturday.
We're hoping. It should be a beautiful day. It's rain or shine, baby, so we're going to be out there no matter what.
And gates noon, am I right about that? It's from like noon to 8 p.m.? Is that still the plan? Or
Gates are at noon, and then the first band is Neglected Channel at 12:30. And the Neglected Channel is a Butler, kind of like a heavy metal band. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be starting us off at 12:30.
So it's a very family-friendly event. I remember last year, like you said, it feels like this family reunion's going on and kind of merging together. And you got the vendors, the food trucks. You can even walk around the park. There's some pretty waterfalls there I discovered last year.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful throughout the park. You know, the waterfalls, I don't suggest jumping in, but I can confirm I've seen people do it. But yeah, walking around the park, it's absolutely beautiful there. And, you know, hopefully you can hear the music throughout the entire park. And it's just going to be a great day out there.
It's Cascade Park. It's East Washington Street is the address on that. And we'll have all this on our website. And you guys have a great website as well on Facebook. So, Adam, this is the 7th year for this Newcastle Music Festival. So what do you hear from people? Why do they look forward to it? Why has it become a tradition for so many people?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you know, what we're getting at. It just feels like a family reunion. A lot of these vendors we've been working with for the past 7 years. They just keep coming back because we kind of grew that relationship with them. And, you know, same with the people that come, you know, the crowd and the audience. You know, last year was the first year we realized that we have people that keep coming back, and they see when this is and they write it on the calendar. And I think it's because of just that family and community vibe that we bring. Whether it's the bands on stage or the people at the gate, or, you know, my girlfriend running around with free donuts. You know, it's just a very welcoming environment for everyone. And I think that's what we pride ourselves on.
All right. Well, we appreciate you supporting local music and having this event, Adam. So one more time, where do people go to get their tickets ahead of time, and anything else you want them to know?
Yeah. So if you're looking for tickets, you can go to NewcastleMusicFestival.com. You'll be able to get your tickets there. I did want to mention we are doing our first ever food drive. So if you have any canned food items that you can bring, Newcastle Prism is going to be there collecting that. And then one of our sponsors, 3D Printed by Billy, is going to be giving out a $100 gift card and a $75 gift card to someone who brings some canned items. So Make sure you get your ticket and make sure you get some perishable food items to bring to the festival.
And some things I learned last year, parking is free and plentiful. You don't have to worry about that. And, yeah, you even have nice restroom facilities. And these aren't porta-johns. Yeah, you have an actual good restroom there. So
yes.
That matters sometimes.
Absolutely.
All right, Adam. Well, appreciate your time and everything. I'll get this on our website. And I thought I'd play a little Ryan Cabrera to kind of go out on.
Cool, let's do it.
I assume he's going to do On the Way Down. That's his probably the biggest hit. People are going to remember this one.
He better.
All right. Right. All right, well, good luck, and I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Scott. We'll see you then, man.
All right, Adam. Newcastle Music Festival, it is a place to be this Saturday. You take care. As I mentioned, by request for me, I want to hear this song. This is Ryan Cabrera. He's the headliner for Newcastle Music Festival. Here's his song. This was a hit. This made millions of dollars for him. It's called On the Way Down.